to dive into it. But,
that's okay.
You
know. No, we won't talk about that. Okay. So then we have to get to what we're gonna talk about then.
Yes. Yeah. We could kickstart intro now, and I could dive into like the city's questions since it's.
Yeah, we could do that.
Relevant to New Year, so we could talk on a happy topic for a little bit.
We could do that.
Because then we go dive into Reddit.
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, not everything is super hunky-dory, wonderful.
Especially this day and age.
Exactly. We didn't call this happy theories to talk about happy stuff all the time. Although, one of the things that I personally realized is that for a little bit there, we were kind of going into a lot of negative things, which that's
gosh dang cities piss me off, you know.
We can't steer away from everything, you know. We gotta bring some happy, so we'll start off with some happy.
And then talk about how we're gonna overthrow the government. Anyways,
wow. No. I'm just kidding. Although we're in two different countries, so which government?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, honestly.
Lord.
All right. I guess we'll dive into the intro, yeah? Let me get my announcer voice ready. You ready?
Okay.
Welcome to Urban Theories post New Year's 2023 with your host, the Jonah, and a Canadian moose underscore. Jonah, how you doing?
Sorry, I had to clear out my my headphones. Can you start that over again?
100%.
No, it's fine. Hi, I'm Jonah as well.
How you doing? How was the holidays?
Actually, hold on just a second.
Okay. I'm Holt.
There we go. I had to turn off my my little space heater because it's a little toasty. Also, it's a little loud.
You got a nice little space heater. Nice.
I mean, I've always had it, but I hate using it because it uses electricity. And you're supposed to be paying for our heat, but that's okay. That's fine. Listen, one of the things that you have to know about living in the Northeast, especially New York, is that a lot of buildings do quote-unquote provide you heat. It doesn't mean that it always works.
That's about accurate for here too, but yeah, I could see that.
Is it?
For sure. For stuff like that, yeah.
I wonder.
Doesn't
if
always work,
everywhere.
And some of the prices are. Oh my god, the prices.
Like where they provide. I know. And the thing too is like we're kind of looking to move again already because our neighbors are terrible and we want to throw them out the apartment because they're so fucking loud.
Already? Hey. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's fair though.
But, yeah, although I mean, we can't really afford it, but you know, maybe we'll get lucky. But if we do and we get like a newer place, which is what we want, but who knows if we'll be able to afford it. Newer places are all electric. So
okay.
They don't provide any heat, any hot water. You have to pay for it all. And I'm just thinking, my God, if we're having to pay for all of that with electric, that means that our bill's gonna be through the roof in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's gonna be insane. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's yeah. I mean, it's a similar boat here.
Yeah,
you have to pay for it. It gets expensive. Granted, our winters are not, you know, they're not Northeast winters, but
no, we get. It's just,
you know,
I might just have to. And you know what? It'll be newer, so maybe it'll be better construction and it'll be more
You already started the looking for process then, it sounds like, or?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you're like, it's moving.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
It's probably not going to happen, but we'll see. Okay. Fingers crossed.
Well, yeah, exactly. You gotta interesting. Okay.
Got to start early.
Yeah, you do. But, you know.
Well, here,
I don't know
anyway.
If it's like. Yeah. Oh, no. Especially if you want something like here, at least if you see something that's like, you're like, oh, man, this is a good price. Don't think about it. Lock it down, because you're not going to lock it down, do what you got to do, but lock it down. There's no like, you know, waiting and thinking, oh, maybe I can find something better. That's not a thing anymore. It's like, if you see something good, like that's as good as it's going to get for now. And you got to lock it down, because you're not going to
exactly
find something better.
Which is what we did for this place.
Mm.
Because.
Yeah.
We were, especially like last summer, I don't know how the market is right now, but last summer before housing and for rent, it was just insane. And then they cut the interest rates and it just made the rental market even more insane, which happened after, not cut the interest rates, they raised interest rates for home buying. They did that, I believe, after we found this place. So it was already crazy. And we were hearing from people. After we got this place, we were like, a few months later, we were like, so how was it? Because we knew some people there. And I was like, oh, it's still absolutely crazy. So
interesting.
I don't know how it is now. Usually there's a cool down in the winter. So naturally the market cools off and it's less. And usually you get better deals in the winter too. So top tip, if you're looking for a place in New York City,
I could see that,
wait until January or
Dude,
December.
Yeah, because you don't want to be like, the worst one is like when you're looking I wouldn't say, sort of September, maybe the
May.
First week of September.
May
oh, is
June.
It May?
It's May, June,
May?
July, August, because
those are
the
May
worst.
May is really good for us because students are all gone. And so there's like lots of opportunity. Whereas like July and August, when students are like, you know, new students, all of this, like that is hell. August, oh Jesus.
Well, that's when we were August looking in hell. May of last year, and it was absolute hell.
It was bad, eh?
It was absolute hell.
I don't know how it is now because it's been a while, but yeah.
We couldn't even get into apartments to then be turned down after applying. It was something would go available.
That?
I would have the website up where I would be waiting for something to come available. If something came available, I quickly look at the listing, see where it was, you know, looked at the price, and then immediately messaged the realtor and or broker. And sometimes I got a response back, sometimes I didn't. The responses that I got back, it was, you know, for the ones that I was able to schedule something, it was like I never forget, there was this one listing where I was like, hey, like, I am interested in this. I want this place. Like, can we see it today? And they were all like, oh, let me check. Because I don't think that that's available just yet. And then she came back and she was like, so you can see it on Thursday. It was like Tuesday. And I was all like, are you sure? Like, what? And I was like, yeah, no, it's Thursday. And I was like, okay, that works. So then what ended up happening is something about it just didn't feel right. And I was like, and on Wednesday, like the next day, I was like, hey, like, can you just double check and see, like, if there's like, I am ready. I have all the stuff. I'm pretty much going to get the apartment. I just need to physically be in it for like 5 minutes. And then like, I'll have all my stuff with me. And she didn't respond. And then the next day, on the day that I was supposed to go and no, I'm sorry. It was the day before. So it was, this must have been like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. On Wednesday, the day before, I saw the listing got listed again by another realtor, another broker in a different firm, the same listing. So they listed it. I messaged them saying, can I see it? I never got a response. And later that day, it was rented and off the market.
Huh.
I was so pissed off. Because it was the perfect layout. It was technically, they were like, it's a two bedroom. It was really a one bedroom with like an office. And it was going to, it was $100 less than I was paying right now. And
right. Oh, dang.
And it was probably going to be in a better building. And it was closer to the train station than what I am right now. It was, it was just, oh my God. So anyway, yeah, the rental market is terrible. Don't just.
Oh, no, that sounds like a great time.
If you have an apartment or a home, just stay in it.
Yep.
And if you are playing City Skylines and your residents are complaining about not having enough housing, please build them some houses. Don't do that to them. Don't even do, don't do that to the virtual people.
Or don't and keep it realistic.
No.
You know what I mean? Because that's an option.
No, because building in City Skylines is supposed to be like a utopia where everything is perfect and everyone has mass transit, right? Because that's the only way to play the game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, Metro is, yeah, you're absolutely spot on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Well, beautiful. Beautiful. Good to hear. It was, yeah. I got a, I have a cat that is eating my hand right now.
Salem, please.
In a very, can I have my hand back? Thank you.
Can you not interrupt our podcast, please? Thank you. Salem, appreciate you.
But how was the, you know, we're back. New Year's, how was the holidays?
Oh yeah, we had some holidays.
The holiday,
that's right.
We
so we were on a hiatus for a little bit. We didn't have a New Year's podcast. We had a Christmas podcast, where we definitively declared that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Nope.
And then
sus.
We
sus.
And then I worked. Mm-hmm. I mean, my Christmas was uneventful.
Well, you had some time off.
I had some time off. Mm-hmm. I spent it with Bay, but Bay spent it with his friend because his friend was in need of some things. So, it was nice though. It was nice mostly.
Yeah.
You know, New Year's was good as far as us going out. The only problem with New Year's and all the time leading up to New Year's was how much we were under hell from the people above us, where I don't know, like, you know, y'all let me know like how your experiences have been with like neighbors and stuff living in apartments. But like for me in general, it's been fine in New York City until now, where it's like the people above us just basically have no sense of living with other people in a building at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of like was capped off when we came home New Year's at like, we came home New Year's morning at like 2 o'clock in the morning, 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And they were having a party and the music was so loud, it was vibrating my walls. Like, it was so bad. God. And they were jumping up and down.
Your building doesn't do... Does your building do anything about that, or...?
So... We don't know. We don't know yet. So... The thing is, like, we do have management, but, like, if you were to... So... If you're going to put a noise complaint, the building wants you to write a letter and drop it off at the office.
Okay.
And we're like, okay. And they're all like, oh, and if you've called 311, make sure you put that in with the case number. So what 311 in New York is it's basically the line that you call for city services for different things. But one of the things you can do is you can do complaints. Like noise complaints. So we've done that once before, and for the same people a few months ago, We didn't do it on New Year's, and the reason why we didn't do it on New Year's, the only reason why we didn't do it on New Year's, is because we heard kids up there. Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning, loud party, people jumping around, and there were kids in the bedroom above ours. And when you call 311 here for a noise complaint, it sends the police. Which is, yeah. So
it's intense.
Yeah, which we didn't know the first time we called it. The first time we did 311, we thought it was just going to put in a complaint, and they were going to send it to the management company. No, yeah, we put it in, and it goes, okay, this is going to the New York City Police Department. We're like, what the hell? And then 30 minutes later, the police were there, and we're like, okay, like that's a lot.
That's intense.
So because I don't know. Y'all let me know what you would have done. What would have you done, Moose? Because, yeah, what would you have done? For the same situation. If you came home at 3 a.m., there was a loud party going on, so loud that it was basically sounding like that they were inside of your apartment and there were kids there. And you knew that the only repercussion that you had was to have the police come, because your previous interactions with these people were them either basically just rubbing it off and just saying, oh, whatever, or just not answering the door at all.
Yeah, I probably would have just left it because it's New Year's. However, at least the buildings that I've lived in here, it is a lot different than that and a lot better. The buildings that I've
lived in. I know that there are better places, but not all places are built well. So I'm just wondering, of course, there's always better.
Yeah, but even like ours doesn't do.
And I've been in better places as well. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But like that 311 thing that you said, like mm-hmm. we don't do that here. You just contact your building manager, mm-hmm. and a lot of the places now, too, especially in the downtown, because, you know, welcome to modern day downtown, have security guards as well, too. And they'll take it over and like go up and like be like, hey, shut the hell up.
Sure. No, I get it. I mean, you would have not.
But you definitely would have left it.
Yeah, you've already said you would have not done anything because the thing is like
the police, dude, that's intense, man.
It is very intense. I get that. Like yes, there are other ways that other places I've had other places handle it differently, and all the other and this is, and for those of you, or for the people who are either in New York or are not in New York and are gonna say, oh, you're in mm-hmm. New York, that must be a New York thing. No, I've lived in New York for 6 years and I haven't had this problem in any place up until now, either with noise or with, actually I just haven't had problems with noise. I've literally lived like I've mostly lived in Manhattan since I've been here.
Okay, yeah.
And I haven't had a, I didn't have a problem until I left Manhattan.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's very annoying and untenable. That's why we're thinking of moving. We want. Mm-hmm. We just, it's sort of like, what do? Because it's like, okay, so I write a letter to you, and then what do? And by the way, in our lease, it says that you can't do this, but good luck getting, I don't know. It's one of those things where the first thing that they're going to think of when it's one person complaining, because the problem with the way that our apartments are set up is the way that they're designed, we would be the only people that would have a problem, is the problem. Any of the people that are next to them, well, one, are not next to them, because the way that these are set up, our apartments don't share walls with any apartment except for one apartment, and the wall that you share it's set up in a way where that wouldn't be a problem on the same floor. So the only problem you would have is either above or below you, and there's no one above them.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, so, and then they're above us, and then we're above someone else. So, although I am pretty sure that as loud as the music was that night, other people would have heard it. They had to have heard it. Because it was that loud, so I don't know if other people complained or something.
Right, exactly.
But I do, and what was annoying is like in the days leading up to that, because I'd mentioned that a little bit before, but in the days leading up to that, they were being like increasingly more disruptive of like just dragging stuff across the floor. Like, and I know this sounds very petty, but this is not. It's like heavy stuff that they were dragging that was scraping across the floor and like literally causing like the roof and some of the walls to vibrate to the point where we're kind of sitting here going, those floors have to be like incredibly messed up. Like those.
Yeah, that's fair.
As much as we've heard all of it has to be bad. Oh, by the way, these are the same people that caused that leak, right? So.
Oh, okay. Russell, yeah, right. The leak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Only a few weeks ago. And the person that went into the apartment was like, oh man, that apartment needs to be. I didn't really dive into it because I don't want to start like a whole like, oh, what did it look like, and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to do it. He just mentioned an offhand comment to me that the apartment was messed up and it needs to be fixed. I don't know what that means, but I can only imagine.
When you move over here, Jonah.
When you live in close quarters in an urban setting, and the construction of the building itself is not up to par for multiple families, that's not the fault of the people that live in there.
Yep, exactly.
But you would think on a human level, you would be able to come together and have an agreement as far as what's acceptable and what is not. So that way you can coexist together, right?
Yeah,
in that situation.
One would think.
Yeah, you would think. maybe I'm giving people way too much credit. But we tried when we first moved in to have a conversation with them, mainly because what they were doing at that point was constructing things in their bedroom, which is above our bedroom, at between 1 and 4 o'clock in the morning.
What?
Yeah. So like drills, hammers, you name it.
Dude, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we were, well, actually Bay, mostly Bay. He was like, what is going on? And they're all like, oh, we're building shelves. And the thing was,
okay.
I know that I have a temper, so when I get angry, I'm either 0 or 175, like just no in between. So that's why, like, I wasn't going to say anything, but Bay was like, well, I can't not say anything, so I have to say something. But he's very nice and very calm and very, like, he comes from a logical place. He's like, hey, he's like, I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm blah, 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 and, like, we live below you and blah, blah, blah. You know, we just wanted to, like, let you know that blah, 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 this is happening. And then he wanted to see what their response was. And he was like, well, okay, well, when is it going to like end? Cause it's kind of late and blah, 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 and all that stuff. And so he was like that. Me, if it was me and the anger that I have, I don't want up there. I'd have been like, what the fuck?
I would do the same.
Yeah.
I'd have done the same.
And the thing was I was going to do that. I was at that point on New Year's Eve, but then I heard the kids and I was like, fuck everything in this situation right now. Cause now what it is now I'm an angry black man who's now threatening a family. And seeing these are all the things that go through the mind of people like me, right? We have to watch what we do and say, because if we do the wrong or say the wrong thing to the wrong person, it doesn't matter what it is. It matters what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's man, that's yeah, that's frustrating. Well, hey, here's the I've got a couch, right? And this couch turns into
a... You know what's
funny?
You said that. I was just thinking, so we're moving to Vancouver, right?
And this, listen, this couch turns into a... I'm not saying that I know that it's comfy. I'm just saying that it's a memory foam mattress. And it is comfy. I have not spent time there because I, you know, I've never been kicked out to and had to spend time there and know that it's comfy. No, I'm just saying that it's a comfy mattress. No.
Moose is revealing stuff. Moose has had the couch, y'all. Moose has been couched a time or two. It's crazy. But so, that's all. But when you've been with someone for 7 years, it's also expected.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, yeah. Oh my God. Is it ever? Is it ever? Yeah, really.
Listen.
Time flies, eh?
Anytime you couch, just know that the couch is there not to hurt you. It's there to help the relationship.
It's there to comfort you.
You're trying to save the relationship at that point. I can't look at you right now, but I still love you. So I'm going to need you to be in another place where I can't see you. Thank you.
The couch is out of love. Well, it's 2023. How are you feeling about that? 2023.
About 2023?
Yeah. Because, you know, like when I was, it's funny because like when I was a kid in school, 2023, anything above 2020 really is like that's the future. You know what I mean? Like when I was a kid, right? In elementary school, like that's the future to me, right? Like we're talking, you know, we want to talk like flying cars or hoverboards or whatever, but like that's, you know, beyond 2020. If you played a video game, it was like set in 2020. Mm-hmm.
2020,
Or 2023, right? You know, it's like this is the future, right? And we're 3 years in it. You know what I mean? Like,
we're three years into the future. Yeah.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
Both don't like, yeah. We in it, Jonah.
Well, wait a minute. So, if you don't like it, then that means that it differs from your expectations. So we know.
Oh, I mean, I don't like that times. I more so meant like times going by fast. Not that I don't like 2023. Listen.
I was gonna say it's already.
Why do I like 2023? I hate it. Why do I hate 2023? Day one, spent it hugging the toilet. You know, not a good time. Got hella food poisoning. I'm not a fan of 2023. I already hate it. But I digress. Some people might be enjoying it. And to those that are, cheers. Thank you.
Yes, cheers. Like but also, screw you because, yeah, it hasn't been that great for me either. Actually, I will say that.
So many people have been, I don't want to judge it.
No. Actually, I'm going to roll that back. Other than the New Year's Eve night, it's actually been quite nice. So
yeah, you had an amazing stream yesterday. Yesterday was lit.
It was a good stream yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was my 2 year anniversary stream for streaming on Twitch. So I guess GG's to me for that.
Applause sound effect here. Yep. For our editor.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't promise that though. There may not be applause there.
No, yeah.
I have the last track. I have to make another track.
We just get a studio audience. I don't know what the cost, but I'm just saying, you know, working into the budget.
We actually could. Well, we have had a studio audience in the past. We just got to go live.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
They just didn't laugh at our jokes. But yeah, no, yesterday was lit. Listen, I'm glad that somebody is having a good 2023. It's better now, right? But well, God, damn.
I understand that you were on the toilet for the first part, but after this,
2022, same day, I got COVID. I don't like New Year's anymore. Listen, well, I'm very much so.
Now,
you know, people either love or hate the holidays. I love the holidays. I don't like New Year's anymore.
When you got COVID last year, did you get it from going somewhere?
No, I got it from the missus. She had gone to a work event in the days leading up to New Year's. Yeah, I was at home.
And then this year, when you got food poisoning, did you go out and get?
No.
You were at home.
No, we were at home, but we did order in.
So what sounds to me like the problem is you spend you need to go out on New Year's. If you have gone out, it wouldn't have happened.
I've had enough of this damn apartment. It's gonna take me out.
You gotta go out.
I will be experimenting with different options next year.
The problem is,
we'll see. We will see what happens.
Actually, no, you said you weren't going to say this, but if you don't want to say, you don't have to, but I'm curious, not the name of the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
But what kind of food was it?
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't share that. There's plenty of these restaurants here. It was Chinese.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean...
I kind of had suspicions. It's like you're eating food. It's not the thing. It's not on your mind. You know what I mean? You're not like actively thinking, oh, I'm going to get food poisoning. This is not what you're thinking when you're going out eating
food.
But
the quality
right?
of food that you get, you can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell.
And exactly.
What did you order?
That's a great question. I don't remember all the dishes that we had. Well, we had a bunch of dishes, but I think that the one in question was it's not chicken fried rice, right? Like it's got like egg in it, vegetables,
egg fried rice,
like pork in it as well too. And I think it was the pork, to be honest. I think it was the pork and the rice.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Egg fried rice, right? Yeah, that would be.
Now you're making me hungry.
It wasn't really chicken; it was the pork.
Now I want Chinese.
Oh, it's delicious! It was delicious, yeah. Because we also had like there was like the classic like sweet and sour pork. There was another dish, a teriyaki dish as well, and those ones were like fine to me. It was the rice one that made me suspicious when I was eating it, and I don't want to get into detail about what I was throwing up, but you know, it had
we definitely don't have, I was not going that route. Thank you very much.
Let's just say, hey, when I'm hugging the toilet, I might have seen rice. Anyways.
All right. So I will end that conversation on the mention that it's going to be fine. I know that there's sort of like the superstition that the way that you begin a year is the way that you're going to end the year. Or the way that the year is going to turn out to be. And I don't believe that completely.
Or did you just get all the bad stuff out of the way and it's going to be a better year? Because there's also like that mentality and thinking too, right? It very much could be better.
It has no bearing on what the rest of the year is going to be like. It's just that's what that was. Every year is going to have ups and downs, every single one.
So it's just a question of,
you know,
getting those out of the way early. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm an overachiever. But on the topic of New Year's, Jonah, it's 2023. City Skylines has been out since 2015. And that's kind of crazy, eh? Mm-hmm. I got some questions, you know, some New Year's things. Maybe we start in some traditions, you know, that we carry on through the lifespan of this podcast. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask you, and this is also a question to the people that listen to this episode. If you want to come and share on my stream, Jonah's stream, the Discords, because we both have Urban Theories sections in there as well. Would love to hear from you, the viewers as well. Or if you want to comment, another big thing, I'm just going to slide this little promo in here too. We are branching out to YouTube. Subscribe if you need the link. It is, I don't even know how YouTube links are, but it's youtube.com/@UrbanTheories, right? Is how they do it for
You got it.
The users? Okay, cool. Sweet. Yeah. Check that out as well too. We'll be doing some live stuff from there. And you know, a focus on YouTube this year as well. But for those in audience, and this question is directed for you as well, Jonah, what would you like to see from City Skylines in 2023? And what do you think we will see from City Skylines in 2023? Take it away, good sir.
So, hot take, the game is perfect the way it is, and I actually don't want to see it change at all, because if it does, it's going to break my saves, and I don't want my saves to break again.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, yeah. Well, there we go. And what do you expect to see from Cities Skylines in 2023?
No, that's a loaded-ass question, because...
Damn right it is.
And I wanna hear the same thing from you in a little bit. Because of literally what I just said, the last two updates were better because it seems like that with the Plazas and Pomegranates DLC, there was a concerted effort. I don't know if that was actually coordinated by Colossal or if it was just an accident, but everyone had come together to update their mods, update mods that weren't even theirs, consolidate mods, and make things workable for after that update, because there was definitely a cutoff point with that update. There were mods that hadn't been updated but were working throughout game updates, or they had been updated for game updates and then the mod creator went MIA for whatever reason, which is perfectly not our, it's fine. That's not the problem per se. It's just more of like the mod is being used and it
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Life things happen with people and that's fine. But it's more of like now we have a mod that won't work anymore kind of a thing. So
yeah, exactly.
So that was, it seems like that with the airports DLC, that was all, it was like a big heavy lift there. No, not for airport, for Plazas and Pomegranates. Because then after that, with the next two updates, it was a lot smoother. There wasn't,
it really was, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you had things here and there, but for the most part, the game worked. It was just, there were maybe were one or two things that were kind of off, but it generally worked at that point. And so it's been smoother, but I'm scared because
another update. Yeah. DLC type thing.
Like another that we've update. Got.
Okay. Yeah.
And then have it break again. And then, you know, people being worn out and not going through that. We lose a lot of good modders that just are like, look, I'm not going to go through all of this again.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Shout out to Cuboid specifically, because Cuboid is a freaking angel.
Dude, like absolutely.
Like, absolutely. I don't know how he does it. Does he have his own mods, he takes other mods, puts them together into his mods that were deprecated, and then helps people with their problems when they don't, you know. Don't everybody go reaching out to Cuboid for your problems, though, by the way. Like, there are other avenues of doing that. But if he offers, feel free.
The other, while we're on the topic of praising Cuboid, the other cool thing, I'm just going to shout this out because I saw this. But I was enlightened to a newer Cities Skylines streamer, and in their chat, right? So somebody new, never seen them before, in their chat, just hanging out, helping them because they were new to the game, was Cuboid. Just helping somebody, just a random smaller streamer who's in there. It's Q, and he's like offering, very patient, offering help. Like,
looks at the category for new people.
Yeah, exactly.
I
found so many people in cities from Q just being like, hey, you should check out this streamer. They're doing cities. You'd like them. You'd like their content.
And there are so many other modders. You know, Algernon and Chameleon come into mind. I don't know the list of modders because I don't pay attention as much to that as I should. But I know that Moose, you do. So if there's anyone that you want to shout out, definitely. But like, that scares me. And I at this point, what I want to see, I know you talked about 2023. What I want to see in 2023, honestly, is nothing. Because what I want them to do is to focus on their energy on a newer game or an update to it, which I know is not going to come out in 2023.
Okay.
I've consistently said, without any knowledge you know, one way or another, that I've always said the earliest that I can see something coming out as an update is 2025. What I think what'll happen is probably next year we'll probably get like some like announcement, like stay tuned for a Colossal Order announcement in blah 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 23 or 24, and then in 24 city something, whether it's City Skylines 2, Cities Horizons, Cities Pomegranate, Cities Ass Hats, I don't know, they're gonna name it something, and it's gonna be the successor to this, and it'll be like, you know, 2025, and then 2025 comes, it's delayed because of problems, and then it's out, and it's mixed reviews because you're gonna have, it's because this game has been out for 8 years now, or getting on 8 years, it's matured so much that people are gonna expect this level of maturity from a base game in 2025, and it'll probably be better than what the base game was of this in 2015, but it's not going to be to the maturity of this in 2023. Yeah. And so you're going to have mixed results, and also because they're going to be wanting to, you know, make sure that they grab the most amount of people. There's still lots of people that play this. I saw someone complaining on Reddit just this morning about how the performance of the game has gotten worse for them. I think they said they had a PS4, I believe. And they said that with every update of the game, it just gets worse and worse. And what they showed is two screenshots. One with the game unpaused. And I guess what it's doing is it's reducing the rendering of everything down. And then when they pause it and they wait 5 seconds, it will then render it to full resolution, to full detail.
Oh, okay. I've heard something along this.
Which, I could see how that would be annoying. I don't know if that'd be better on a PS5. I don't know. I don't know if there's a setting that they have that they could change. And I didn't read too much into it. I just saw the Reddit post and just went, damn. And then just kind of kept going.
Damn. You know, sucks to have a console.
I was like, I said, damn, because I was like, that's kind of bad. But then I was like, well, I don't know if, there's so many things that I don't know, and and on top of that, I know nothing about console gaming for cities, that I have nothing to add to this conversation, so I just kept it moving.
It's like to, you know, gotta give you a hard time sometimes, right?
Sometimes?
Yeah, only sometimes, only sometimes. Well, okay. But so in that, so that's okay. So do you think like, obviously we know that there's gonna be, well, I assume it's DLC. Yeah, you've seen, because they mentioned about they're currently on their around the world tour thing, right? And the next one is Teddy had shared this from I believe it was from Steam, that they shared it, but wherever they shared it is the Africa one is the next one, right? It looks like.
Oh, I didn't see that. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Wonder what that's going to be like.
And I think it's a DLC, is what had been mentioned. Oh, but yeah, it was shared from Steam. It was just like something on Steam. They talk about it.
One thing really quickly I just wanted to add is that and one of the, I complained recently on this podcast about there not being diversity in the game when it comes to these Sims in the game, because they were all basically white and shades of white. A recent update fixed that. So kudos to Colossal for doing that. I still echo what I said on stream the other day of, while it's fine that they did that, they still don't get a pass because it took them 8 years to do it.
Yep. Should have been base game. Exactly. Absolutely.
Sorry.
Absolutely. No, you're spot on. Yep.
Anyway,
It should have been, like, yeah, it took this long, which is absolutely ridiculous in its own, but it should have been base game. It should just be something that's just included.
Even if it didn't come out in base game, considering everything that's been going on, just like in general in the last 3 years, like, why not 2019 or 2018 or even 2020 when you weren't releasing anything? Yeah. That is a small update.
Yep. Yeah, honestly, right? Like, it's...
So, anyway,
but hey, they got there, yeah.
Yeah, they got there.
They also managed to horribly... Have you seen the cats?
I've heard about it. Do you want to explain?
Listen, I'm excited that they brought cats in, so I'm not here to just, you know, crap all over the game, because the game's mm-hmm. absolutely changed my life as a content creator, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll call out things that I think are just ridiculous, but... and the scaling of the cats is like is a lion? Do we have pet lions in the game? Like, hey, listen, I'm all for a pet lion. That's pretty badass, you know, but what the heck? Although, granted, looking at it from a developer standpoint, I do believe that they're scaled that big, because if you don't have a camera mod, they're very hard to see. If they were accurately scaled, you probably wouldn't pick them up. LOD would probably kick out by the time you see it on console.
Well, wait, explain what's the problem. We don't know what the problem
is yet.
The
cats look like lions. They're massive. They're just like, they're huge. Like, they are huge. You cannot, none of the Sims could ever pick up their cats. Like, they are massive.
Okay, so that actually isn't what I thought that problem. I actually have not heard of that one, but hilarious. Okay. I thought you were going to talk about the issue with zooming in and them changing from the new to the old. Somebody mentioned something about
cats,
that.
And I hate it.
But yeah, that's interesting. The cats are mm-hmm. huge.
Like, you haven't seen the cat yet, hey? I mean, granted, like, the way you play and, like, where your camera is.
I don't zoom in like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you probably wouldn't. It's not, you know, it's not a flying car, right?
Exactly. Which they still haven't fixed, but we got cats now.
Dude, the flying cars are... Man, you're telling me that the flying cars are, like, now they're actually becoming an issue where I'm thinking about just turning off realistic parking again, because doing a Dutch city...
realistic parking? What is this problem you're having? Because
realistic parking is the reason why they do flying cars. I know that some people mention that it happens in vanilla, but I don't see it personally if I turn off realistic parking.
So
I don't
see any of the flying cars. So if you turn off realistic parking, you don't see the flying cars?
Correct. I haven't. Doesn't mean that, like, that people saying it isn't true. I fully believe them.
Yeah.
But I just mean, for, like, my own experience, I haven't seen it, no. Yeah.
But you don't do parking lots, though, right? In parking garages?
Based off, like, the project that I'm doing now, or, like, leading into the new year, that's going to take a bit of a mainstay, because my regular one that does have a lot of parking and a lot of parking garages and a lot of parking lots has a weird bug with bikes. And after being sick for so long, I just, the last thing I wanted to do, I just want to play the game, you know, and I have zero issues ever with my Netherlands save. But yeah, in the Netherlands one, not really. There's parking, but yeah, it's not really a thing, though. But if I turn off realistic parking, it's fine. Like, the only reason I would turn it off is what happens now, and why it frustrates me more on this style of a build than a build with, you know, tons of surface parking and parking garages, is they fly across my canals, and I hate it. And I hate it so much.
I mean, they just fly across the city for me. They're just flying everywhere.
Yeah, but, exactly. Yeah.
But I guess that kind of would make sense that you wouldn't really spend too much time with parking lots and parking stuff, because just the way that you build. Kind of like how California has relaxed its parking mandates to free up uses for multifamily projects, so that way they don't have minimum parking requirements.
Ayo.
Among other places in the U.S. that are, I don't know if people know this, but places in U.S. have parking requirements, not limits, like in Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why we have large parking
lots. Same
here
in Canada. Yeah. Same
so,
here.
Yeah.
And they're absolutely ridiculous in every case. I've never seen one case where a parking requirement made any logical sense.
So I guess...
Maybe so wildly wrong.
So if TMPE's, so the thing he's talking about is in TMPE, the settings, realistic parking. If turning
for the people that don't know the mod, yes.
No, that's fine. We brought it back. so if turning that off fixes the flying car problem, that actually kind of makes sense, because this game wasn't intended to have that kind of
they still behavior. Have exactly, but they do still have Tarkin as a mentality, because even with it they off do. Like playing the right, like playing Green Cities, for example. So the common vanilla way to get parking in is you wait for a, I think it's like a 2x4 asset, and I think there's a 2x2 as well, asset that's an electronic parking spot that looks like a parking lot. It just has all these electronic chargers for their hypothetical electric vehicle, you know, their version of the Tesla in the game, right? And so you can build your parking lots. And I remember doing that on console. So you wait for it to zone, bulldoze it if it doesn't zone the way you want it, and in 7 hours, you've got a parking lot. Cars will park there, but I don't remember. I just don't recall seeing on console flying cars at all. I just don't see it. But then people do mention, like, the flying car issue isn't just TMPE. It's in base. Like, I've seen those comments. I've seen them on Reddit. I've heard people say it in streams.
You know what's interesting?
I've never seen it.
Yeah. I will agree with you on that, because you're right. I have not seen that in vanilla myself, and people make those comments, but I don't know what they're like. Obviously they're making the comment, but we don't have any evidence to prove, like, they don't have that evidence to say, like, hey, like, this is like, look, this is vanilla. And I like guess,
here, yeah, exactly.
How would you prove that? I guess, I don't know.
Well, I guess if you turn that off in TMPE and it still happens, boom, there you go. Right.
Sure. Right.
You could do it on a stream or something, right?
So it would be a self-test or a test by someone who is trustworthy, and then the trustworthy person would spread the information around.
Yeah.
Like yourself, for that matter. So
yeah, because I'm tempted to turn it on. I might just turn it off for a stream and see what happens, but
I thought you already turned it off.
No, not yet. Oh. Yeah. And to be quite frank, after having heard Yumble break down and explain really what's going on with realistic parking when it's enabled, it doesn't make any sense for me to have it on in a Dutch city. It makes absolutely no sense. The only reason that I turn it on in a Dutch city is because it helps alleviate, not remove. I have seen people get that mixed up. It alleviates it, but it doesn't fully remove it. Is the issue with pocket cars. So essentially, when you have realistic parking on, because of the mentality, the car is now going to drive around until they find a parking spot instead of just putting the car in their pocket. It does help to alleviate it, but it doesn't remove it, because I had seen some people say that turning on realistic parking completely removes pocket cars. I've got my game open now, and I can tell you that's absolutely not the case. Because I just saw three cars despawn and become pocket cars, but you know.
Interesting. Okay. I must say, I have read the TMPE wiki, but I have not read this specific part of it before, because I just assumed, like probably a lot of people, that realistic parking was doing and then insert whatever that you think is more realistic parking, which would be me. Yeah. But my idea might be different. So what I did just now is I pulled up the TMPE Git wiki. For people who don't know, TMPE is on GitHub, and that's where their wiki is.
Yep.
There are links to it from the
good
workshop.
Share too. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah,
so it's good to share it out there.
Because a lot of people have said a lot of things about TMPE that I've debunked from just going into the wiki and reading.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, same. Yeah.
So this would be another one that could debunk my own stuff. So, parking AI enable more realistic parking. So what it says is, if enabled, prevents magic pocket cars, where Sims magically have a car after getting off the bus, for example, encourages Sims to actually find a parking space near their destination, and encourages Sims to return to their car to drive home afterwards. And then it says see parking AI, which all that does is that just links you to their old documentation, which is on ThinkSoft, which just, okay. And oh, okay, interesting. So they have a whole thing on parking AI here. and they explain it. So I will, I could read it. Oh, I'm not gonna read all of this. Oh, okay, no, there's like a lot.
Yeah,
here.
It might be it might be hefty.
It's not too bad, but I guess I'll read the introduction or a little bit of it. It says, you may have noticed that Sims sometimes spawn a car at their current position of, or that cars suddenly disappear, especially noticeable at public transport stations. This misbehavior is also known as using pocket cars. The reason is that Sims do not care much about parking spaces. If a free parking space lies in the close vicinity where Sims want to get rid of their car, everything is fine. But the base game does not come anywhere near real life behavior when talking about parking and returning to using a parked vehicle. This is the point where the parking AI comes into play. Instead of having a ready-to-use car in their pockets, after enabling the checkbox, enable more realistic parking, Sims ordinarily try to park their car before reaching their target up to 10 times, then they give up. If Sims decide to use their car to go somewhere, they also first walk to their parked car, enter it, and then continue their journey. In the base game, they would only enter the car if it coincidentally lied along their designated route. Interesting. Okay. So, this is interesting. I wonder if this is the problem that I'm having with my airports then. And I am literally probably going to load this game right after we do this to test it out. Because the problem that I've been having is, and I've mentioned this before and no one has said anything, and I guess maybe they didn't really realize what I was talking about, or maybe they didn't request that in the thing, but this whole pocket car thing where they spawn a car is, I think, what's needed for tourists to come from an airport and drive into your city. I think that's what they do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could see that.
Which is what I've been missing. So my tourists, whenever I have an airport, I have to have some sort of mass transit, or else they just don't. They don't come into the city. Because there's no car for them. Because what they do in the base game is, tourists will come in from wherever, from an airport or whatever. When they get off the plane, they, if there's no other way for them to get somewhere, they'll spawn a car, which is a pocket car. So if this is preventing pocket cars, then that's the problem.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. We're learning.
I'm upset. I'm angry. Also, nowhere in this does it say anything about it being needed for parking lots to work. And I know that people have said that, and I've mentioned that, and I said, I don't know if that's true. That's just what people tell me. But
it technically doesn't, because they, again, like I mentioned, they still will park. But if you want it to be realistic, you do need TMPE, because you'll do a whole parking lot and they'll just pocket car it. The parking lot will have maybe 3 to 4 vehicles. So you do get that fuller parking lot, if that makes sense.
So you're saying that they don't use the parking lot as much.
Yeah, they don't use it that much. It becomes like, if you're building a North American city, unrealistic. If you're building, you know, a city where you're waging war on cars, maybe you don't need, you know, that, right? But
yeah,
that's essentially what.
Because what's happening. What I want is, I want people to use my parking lots, but also I want people who are tourists to spawn pocket cars, because how else are they supposed to get around? I mean, rental cars don't really. I know in the airport DLC there is that option to enable rental cars. But I'm wondering if that uses the pocket car behavior, because I've enabled that in my DLC airports and I still don't see the behavior of them, of tourists coming in and spawning cars.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I bet you what I this is just me hypothesizing, against I don't know if this is true, but that would make sense if in an airport DLC the default behavior is for them to use cars, but maybe you want them to use, this game is very obviously mass transit more related, right? Maybe they only now, basically, if you have an airport DLC, in order for you to, for them to have pocket cars, you have to enable that. Otherwise, if it turned off, then they don't, and they instead use mass transit, or they want mass transit when they come into your city. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
So yeah. it's a time, you know.
What was the point of that tangent? What were we talking about?
Well, I initially see that this is why I like proposing these, you know, fun questions. What would you like to see from City Skylines in 2023? So you're saying more pocket cars, correct? Am I hearing that correctly?
Yes, I want to see pocket cars in City Skylines.
Okay. Got it.
I want to see them, if it's possible, instead of doing DLC. I'm not buying any more DLCs. I'm kind of on the Sims 4 thought process on this, of like, you're not going to get any more money out of me until you fix the base stuff.
I've heard that from a few people. Sims 4. Yeah.
The flying car issue shouldn't be a thing, even in a mod, which means the mod is doing something that needs to be in base game behavior. So I agree with what TMPE is saying as far as the realistic behavior of everything, but either TMPE needs to, like, and maybe this probably is not possible because this has been like this for forever, but either that needs to not affect things like airports and cruise ship terminals, like, so people can come in and spawn their pocket cars. Or the base game needs to fix the behavior to where all the stuff still works like it does in vanilla, but then the behavior, which I guess maybe there does need to be a DLC as far as like like I said, I wanted a mall DLC, because a mall DLC can give you a modular mall, and then the modular mall can come with parking lots and parking structures, which means that they would then have to fix the in-game behavior to work with those things, and then you wouldn't need that in TMPE.
But how do you put out an airports DLC and not add parking?
Listen.
Like how? Jonah, how?
Because it's the perfect sim building game where everyone uses mass transit and no one needs cars boosts, and you should be using trains for people to get off of their plane and go directly to the train and bypass security.
That's essentially what I'm doing with this build. Welcome to the Netherlands, you know.
Is going to be built well. You got to allow people to build a what you would consider to be a terrible city, because and I ran across someone on Reddit who felt the exact same way. They commented on one of my Reddit posts. They were all like, I hate this in real life, but I love this in the game. And I was like, I'm the exact same way. Like, because it's just more interesting.
Right, it's like the, you know, I find that a lot too with like the things that I'll be building. Although in the Netherlands, I just love it all. It's really cool to see a city that's not perfect, right? No city's perfect, but, you know, a city that's doing good things, right? But that's what I really like in, like, when I'm building in my regular build. The things that I hate in real life are just a lot of fun to build and then see it come together. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like you with the traffic. Would you want to sit in, you know, your city, Portland? Would you want to sit in Portland's rush hour traffic? No.
God damn. I don't even have a car.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
I don't like I like driving, but here's the thing. I liked driving, but in 2023, driving is terrible. And I would just kind of prefer not to.
Exactly.
There are even times when I'm in Ubers now and I'm kind of like, I should have just taken the subway. I don't know about this.
Good old Subway. Yeah.
So what do you want to see from Skylines this year, Moose?
I hadn't thought about this. I spent so much time thinking about the question. Next question, please.
That checks out. That sounds about right.
What do I want to see? I mean, ideally, I just would like to see this game. I would like to be able to do whatever the hell I want to do and get smooth frame rate. So that's what I would like to see from the game. I don't think that's ever going to happen unless there's a new game. And I don't think it can happen unless there's a new game, to be honest. But, you know, I'm not a game developer. So,
Just a really, really, real quick aside. Or not aside, but like a follow up to what I was just talking about. I loaded cities and I turned off realistic parking and they're spawning cars at the airport. I hate everything.
There you go. Yep.
So that's what it was the entire time.
Do you see flying cars?
Well, I don't know about that yet. That's going to take a while to get worked out.
Okay.
That'll take a while. But anyway, sorry. I am so sorry. Please continue your thought. Jesus, I'm so bad.
No, that's useful. Useful info. I would like to see some sort. So here's the thing. I don't actually... I'll say it. I don't want a City Skylines 2 because I know that means all my mods and assets are gone, and I just at that point I would try out the game, but I would go back to this, right? However, I would like to see just some sort of announcement. I want to know like what's going on because you can't. I mean, they can do whatever they want. It's their game, you know. As much as you hope that the you know, game developers listen to the fan base, at the end of the day, it's their game and they're going to do what they want to do.
You had it right the first time.
Yeah, did you like that? Listen. Flawless in English. Yeah.
I am a self-proclaimed City Skylines fanboy. You can go ahead and put as much as I complain about the game.
Yeah. Yeah, right? And so, yeah, I don't know. I would like to see some sort of announcement because you can't just keep adding stuff to it because to the people that think, oh, adding this stuff is affecting performance, yeah, you're spot on. You're absolutely spot on. And anybody that thinks it's not adding it, I don't ever like to call somebody wrong, but in this case, I'll call you wrong. If you think that each of these updates and DLCs is not impacting the performance, you're wrong. It absolutely is, and I've noticed it myself as well, too.
Okay.
And so I would just like to see like what's going on. Like be more vocal with your audience. I cannot stress this enough. I'm a huge Colossal Order and City Skylines fanboy, but I do not like how they are running things currently at all. I think I'm not a big fan of how they're doing it. They're keeping their audience in the dark. A lot of people are getting frustrated. It's leading to a lot of burnout. A lot of people are walking away, and I attribute that 100% to a horrible lack of communication. I just think whoever is running City Skylines, this is going to sound harsh, but I've sworn to myself in 2023, I'm not going to be some, you know, pushover and I'm going to speak my mind, you know, whoever is running their social or like their, I don't know if you, it's not even social media because their social media is fine. It's just whoever's on their communication team needs to be fired. Get rid of that person, get somebody new. You guys are doing a horrible job of communicating with your audience, and you are inherently making people hate you. I know hate's a strong word, but the stuff that I've seen on Reddit, people are not happy with Colossal Order. People are not happy with Colossal Order. They're not happy. It's not even with Paradox, because Paradox is just a publisher. So I'm going to leave them out of here. This has nothing. It's nothing to do with Paradox and everything to do with Colossal Order, because people know Colossal Order with City Skylines, right? I know. Maybe to people that sounds a bit harsh, but that's why I preface it with the fact that I'm a huge fanboy of them, because I think they do a lot of stuff well, but I'm not a fanboy who's going to blow smoke, and I will call out stuff when I see stupid things happen.
I mean,
I've seen a lot of stupid things happen with them lately. So,
I mean, you're very passionate and you love the game and you want to see what's best for
it. That's what it is. It's the same as like, I get frustrated about Vancouver because I love this city. I love the city I live in. I'm proud to live in this city.
Yeah.
And I think they can do a lot better. You know what I mean? And that's exactly how I feel about Colossal Order. I think the people that are there, you know, are incredibly talented people. I mean, if you look at what the game was, how many people were operating and made this game, you know, like they're incredibly talented people. But, you know, I will call out things or try to. I used to be very shy on doing stuff like this, and life's too short to, you know, not speak your mind.
I mean, we got more diversity in the game, so it can only help. Cool.
yeah,
that's exactly. Like, and you know, you have to, I am gonna steer clear of, like, I guess harping on people too much, because I understand there are people, you know, the people there are gonna be, I don't want to say a victim, but they have things that they have to adhere to. They have bosses and stuff like that. And there's things that we don't see that, you know, but that they do, and they're going to be more perfect to the thing. But I guess that's sort of your point too. It's like, like, we don't know what's going on. And it's like,
That's the thing. Just be vocal. Like, share something at this rate.
Yeah.
Is, you know, there, because I'm seeing,
is there something coming, or is there, or isn't there, you know?
Because, well, exactly. And it's like, I'm seeing people that I care about, you know, creators that I care about, whatnot, just walk away from the game. I'm just seeing people walk away from the game because they're fed up. And I hate that. I hate that. And that is,
they're bored.
You know,
it's 8 years old. They're like, what else can I do? Which I completely understand.
And that is on Colossal Order, right? So that's where I will call them out on this, because, you know, people, amazingly talented, awesome people, are just walking away from the game, you know?
The game, city builders are hard. And this is not excusing it, but that's why...
No, we need... We can do the good cop, bad cop role, you know?
Well, I mean, that's the reason why it took so long for City Skylines to come out after SimCity flopped, and why SimCity flopped to begin with, and why there was nothing ever after that, right? Because they're hard. You're trying to...
Yeah, they are. They really are.
If you're doing is, I mean, you can almost say a city simulator is... At some point, a city simulator, when with all the stuff that people request, it starts becoming a life simulator, and it's like, good Lord, what do you want us to, like, add to it now?
Yeah,
like,
man, some of the stuff that I've seen people say that, like, City Skylines 2 has to have, I'm like, listen, let's get to the point where we know a City Skylines 2 is here, first off, but, like...
Let's define
y'all,
the...
Y'all requested a little bit too much.
Exactly. We've defined the genre, the segment. It's a city builder. So let's focus on that and not go too far outside of the realm. But then, even... Because even already in that, you're already talking about a lot. Because as diverse as cities are... That's the diversity of the people that you're trying to satisfy in a city simulator.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is incredibly difficult. And they did a really good job over the last 8 years with this game as far as trying to at least do something. And I think at this point, it's like, well, what are we doing here? Are we just trying to make money now, or are we genuinely trying to provide the best city builder that we can in 2023 with the kind of engineering that we have access to now? The computing power that we have in 2023 is far superior above what we had in 2015.
Oh, absolutely.
So why aren't we utilizing that?
Yeah, exactly.
And if there is a reason why we can't utilize that, then why don't we come out and say that? At least give us, like, a reason why. If there's no reason,
something.
Then say, okay, well, of course, you're a game developer. You're not going to be able to say specifically what you are coming out with in the future. We get all of that. So then is there, like, a game plan? Like... Are we just out here playing a game and this is never going to get updated, you know? I guess part of it too is, like, this is a little bit unprecedented because it isn't like there's a precedent with stuff like, or I should say, there isn't a precedent like games like GTA 5, for example, which is another game that was released. Oh, when was GTA released? When was GTA 5 released?
2013, I think. Maybe 2012.
Because that's another old one too. Though. It was September 17th, 2013. And
yeah,
we
2013.
And we still don't have GTA 6. And in fact, we don't
Yeah, that's a good
point. Did they officially announce it, or are we still working off of the...
Yeah. The new one's coming. The new one's coming. Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, because
there was a... There was that leak, and they did come out and say that it's like it's early in production. But yeah, it is coming.
But they never officially announced it. That's my point.
No, I know, but they did sort of confirm like absolutely confirm production.
I know. Yes, you're correct. There was a leak, and the leak, they had to come out and say, they had to acknowledge that it was in production.
Yeah,
but that's still not an announcement, and we are 10 years after that game.
Exactly.
It'll be 10 years this year that game is released. So, I say GTA 6. People are like, Jonah, why are you equating GTA 6 to something like City Skylines? Because they're both large open world simulators that, and with a major caveat that GTA 6's world is already built. And you're just playing in it.
That's true. Yeah.
So think about that. Or GTA 5, I should say. Think about that, right? Like, and think about like how big San Andreas. Is that what it's called? San Andreas, right? The name of the city
for GTA 5, Los Santos.
Los Santos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Los Santos.
What was San Andreas?
San Andreas was its own thing. Yeah.
It was. Oh, okay. Anyway, I forgot. I haven't played GTA 5 in a while.
Oh, yeah. No, it's been. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I don't think I have it installed. Anyway, my point is I compare them because they're both big open world things, and, you know, they both require a lot of both CPU and GPU power. And.
Yeah. Oh, God, dude. GTA, yeah.
Yeah. And look at GTA 5 has a game limit now that current graphics cards far surpass. There's a limit
interesting. Okay.
Yeah, there's a FPS limit of, I believe, of like 180 FPS. It won't go past that or something like that. I can't remember what it is. But now, if you get a 4090 or a 4080, or I think even like a 3090 Ti or 3090,
right?
They will max out the game limit. It can't go any faster. It just can't go any faster. It doesn't matter what hardware you get now, CPU, GPU wise, that's super fast. The game will not run faster than that because it's hitting the engine limit.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing that we have in City Skylines. It's if you use it heavily modified like we do, your limit with this game is CPU all day every day, and that includes unless if you have a really old bad GPU. But in general, all your FPS issues and whatever issues you're having are CPU. They're not GPU related, and there has to be a reason why we can't get better performance from a city simulator. And, you know, maybe that's the reason why that it's still, and that's also the reason why I say 2025, because 2025 is 10 years after 2015.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, sure, they're working on something, but.
The other thing that I'm like, that comes to mind as well too, talking about it in this way, I think I might have asked you this and what your thoughts are on it, or maybe you shared in a stream or something like that. But anyways, so you know how it's like, it was Cities in Motion that they made prior, correct?
Yes. Cities in Motion 2, I think.
I get it mixed up because actually Cities XL was not made by them.
It was not.
Cities in Motion was.
Right.
Okay. And I'm sure people will correct us if we're wrong, but
we're not wrong. We're never
so,
wrong.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So for that, do you think now, let's ignore the fact that, yeah, on Twitter, they've mentioned, like, what would you like to see from a City Skylines 2, right? They've done that tweet a couple times, right?
Yeah.
So that aside, do you think, what are your thoughts on if City Skylines 2 never happens and it just becomes something else? Because Cities is the name, or, like, Cities is the brand, Skylines is the name. Technically speaking, because City Skylines is its first one, and prior to that, it was Cities in Motion, or yeah, Cities in Motion, right? Probably getting these butchered or whatever, but
yeah,
somebody had brought up the fact that it could just not be like, what if it's just City something, you know what I mean? And not a City Skylines 2.
I mean, I don't care what it's called.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I think most people don't care what it's called. They just want to see whatever the next iteration is of a city builder is past this one in the context of what they want a city builder to be.
Exactly.
And yeah. For me, what I want a city builder to be is to be large, to be... I mean, honestly, really what I'm looking for is a traffic simulator.
Yeah.
And traffic can be in many forms. It doesn't have to be vehicles, because I do get enjoyment out of getting people to and from different places on multiple transportation modes, you know, train and all that. I just wanted to be a little bit more realistic.
Right.
And Transport Fever is not that, because Transport Fever is getting people between different cities. You can try and flub it. Like, there are ways in Transport Fever where you can try and make like a larger city. If you go into the map editor and you plop down a bunch of different cities like close together, it kind of basically flubs that. It's still not the same. This is what I think would be really cool. The two big things that I want to see in the next genre of, in the next city builder, whether it's from Colossal or someone else, or if it's City Skylines or something else. Exactly. What I want to see is I want to see two things. One is a more realistic AI when it comes to movement throughout the city. So that doesn't just need to be cars. It could be also trains, walking, biking, all those things. And also a larger map size. So that's, I guess that's number two. But number three is I want to see... wait, what was number three? Wait, it was the movement through the city. It was...
Yes.
See, this is what happens. Don't get old, because you lose your train of thought.
I'm trying not to.
Real quick.
I'm trying not to. It might be too late for me.
And the other thing that I want to see, which I think would be really cool, I don't think has been done before. Like, it's kind of done in Transfer Fever, but AI generated building. So that way,
okay, yeah.
Because the maps are getting bigger.
Interesting.
It makes it less feasible and enjoyable for one person to try and put down every single element of a city. It should still allow you to do that if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be really cool for you to, for instance, lay out the infrastructure and in some cases let AI generate the placement of buildings and stuff around the infrastructure.
Similar to like Transport Fever 2, yeah? Like that style?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, theirs is very, it's very handicapped. It's like, it's kind of timid. I wish it was more aggressive at what it did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Haven't played it, but I've seen a lot of it, so.
It only goes so far. So, like, if you put down a city, quote unquote, the city just, I mean, because it's supposed to be you're transporting stuff across, quote unquote, long distances. They're not actually that far, but that's how it's, like, set up. And the maps are only at like really the size of like an actual city. And also that game is super, like if you actually did try to like plop down a whole bunch of cities together, like real close to each other, it the performance is terrible. It does not know how to handle that.
Perfect. City games on their performance.
Exactly. So yeah, I would really like to see those things put together, and
yeah.
And I guess we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, that's very, very interesting. Yeah, because somebody had mentioned it, and I was like, huh, that's a very valid point. Like, does it have to be City Skylines, you know what I mean?
No, but people are saying City Skylines because that's what we're building, and so we just thinking we like what people are saying is we like this game, we just want to see it better and improved. So what's the next absolutely. Iteration? Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what people are saying.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was a cool thought, you know, to think about, like, huh, it could be, I mean, we don't know, right? It could be anything.
Literally could be anything.
And then, yeah, I guess on the topic of what do I think will happen, just a bunch of DLC. I think exactly what happened last year is what's going to happen this year. I don't think we'll be any further in the know, and I think it'll just be a bunch of DLC, and the performance will be meh. It's not terrible. It's not terrible, yeah. But it's not great. And that's kind of what I expect from it. Just another nothing burger from Colossal Order on what the hell's going on.
Is there a DLC that you would like to see? If the only thing that we get this year,
that's a good DLC. Okay, yeah, a good counter question. Yeah.
Is there something that you want to see?
Yeah, a few. But to limit it, let's say that they pump out, how many DLC did they put out last year? 3, right? I believe it was 3. Although no, we don't count that one, doesn't count as a DLC, but I always think of it as a DLC. But let's say 3, right? Let's say that they put out 3 DLC. Modular ports, I think that would be really cool. A modular, functional modular ports with just like a whole thing for that would be really cool.
That's a good one.
Now, the other one, and I don't know how this, like, yeah, I don't know how this sort of like works, because it's very, I don't know, it's more related to like the AI, I guess. I just would love to see, like, so let's say it's an update, so DLC, modular parts, an update around just like the general game and AI, because the AI drives me absolutely nuts. The AI just they're not fun, but I would just like to see an overhaul, like, maybe let's just call it, to make it simple, let's just call it like a performance update or something. And then number 3, what other DLC would I like to see? Man, it's tough because DLC is not really one of except the modular ports one would be really cool.
The City Skylines, yeah. The City Skylines performance DLC, $29.95.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. That one. Yeah, yeah. I guess something related to trains. I would like to see something related to trains, whether it's like, because I just absolutely love, I love trains.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, something related to like trains. So I guess a modular DLC, similar to like the ports, but related to rail trains, new trains for vanilla players, better tracks that are overhauled, modular cargo depots for the, you know, rail depots, right? Mm-hmm. A whole station pack with it as well too, you know, a modular station pack, reach out to incredible asset creators. And then of course, yeah, just CCPs sprinkled on throughout there, because the CCPs are lit and they support asset creators, and who doesn't love that, right?
Well, there are some people.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't talk about those
people.
And
you know what? The heck with them. Your turn. Take it away.
Oh, no, I already said. I already said, basically. Right? I did.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah, but is there like... Okay, let's... If you could have... No, yeah, that's fair. I'm just thinking, like, if you could have one DLC that you think's feasible that they'd put out this year, what would you like that to be? One DLC that they put out this year? Malls. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Malls, because then that'll be...
That is cool.
Theoretically would be parking and...
Yeah, exactly.
And hopefully they would change the parking AI.
I'm just still can't get over the... The lack of parking. Well, the lack of the non-existent. Yeah. None of it came, so it's not a lack of anything, but the no parking with an airports DLC.
Yeah, and every time I say that, I hear that in my head, and I think that I might be wishful thinking the mall one, where it may literally just be a modular mall and there's like no parking.
I can see that being a very real DLC coming. Like a very real DLC coming, absolutely.
Maybe their idea.
Yeah, it wouldn't have parking.
Maybe their idea of a mall, which is a fair idea of a mall, is a more urban one where it's buildings that look like that they should be in a more urban area, dense area. Your urban malls.
Yeah.
But even then, you still have parking garages. So you would think, like, okay.
Oh, loads.
If you're not going to do parking lots, you would have... It's like, for me, it doesn't really matter how you cut it. If you do a mall DLC, you have to have some sort of parking structure. And in that, you have to overhaul the parking AI, which maybe then in that case, they just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, or it never comes out because, oh my God, yeah.
We're not painting a pretty picture here, Moose. We gotta give the people some.
There's hope. Everything will be fine. Trust me.
Yeah.
Follow my voice. No, at the end of the day, like I said, I absolutely do. I love the game, love the team behind it. I just gonna be more vocal this year on speaking my mind, you know.
You can love someone and tell them to do better at the same time. So
yep, absolutely.
I've never had any interaction with anyone at Colossal. No one's ever reached out to me for anything.
Oh, yeah,
I've never reached out to anyone for anyone. Yeah. So that's not really not shade. That's just a fact. But I'm pretty sure that they're fine people, and I'm sure
the people I've interacted with were amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So you know. Yeah. Well. Holy hot damn. We've been going for a hot minute.
No, we haven't actually, but if you want to end on that, we can.
Haven't we been doing, we're at like 2 hours and 5 minutes, yeah?
At recording. That's what I have. But we didn't start talking until like 30 to 45 minutes into the recording.
Okay.
So, bad. You know what? If you want to end it there, we can. That's good.
That does sound like a good spot to wrap it up. Yeah, it's a, you know, a New Year's episode, and
I'm getting
well, our New Year's
too.
Episode. Yeah.
I need to make some food, so that's probably a good point.
Are you gonna share with me?
Pause. Yeah, I mean, when we're done, come on over.
Listen. Listen, I'll go down to my storage unit and I'll break out the canoe. I'm coming.
Wait, is it flooding?
No, I just mean to get to New York. I'll take canoe. Airplane's overrated. Too busy.
Okay. you and your silliness.
Well, that concludes the New Year's episode of Urban Theories. Jonah, I'm a new viewer. I want more of you. Where can I find you?
You can find me on twitch.tv/thejonah. And you can also find me on Linktree. If you just search for The Jonah, and all my other links are there. You can also find
that Linktree. Like tr.ee.
Everybody has some search engine. If you search for Linktree, you will find the website.
Beauty. good. All right.
Where can we find you, Moose?
Who's looking and who's asking? That's the real question.
Me.
Anyways. Okay. Yeah. Nice. Same thing. You find me on Linktree, Canadian Moose, and twitch.tv/CanadianMoose_live 3 times a week. New YouTube channel coming soon. Stay clenched. You've been clenched for 3 months. Just keep it clenched. It's coming.
Wait, why are we clenching again?
because YouTube gonna be lit.
Also, my doctor told me that I clench too much, so.
Yeah, you've been clenched for 3 months. Another three won't kill you, yeah?
They said relax on the clenching.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's also not a bad idea. Yeah. That's that's pretty much it. I guess to wrap up, this year's gonna be super excited entering we haven't been together for a year, but you know, second year of doing a podcast, but some exciting things coming. Check out the YouTube and we got some cool things coming with the podcast, you know.
Alrighty. Well then I guess that's it then. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Nodders.
This just seems abrupt. You okay?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fine. I thought we had been going. I totally forgot for like when we actually started. I thought we'd been going. I was worried that we had been going for too long.